Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The Finance Minister, Mr. Arun Jaitley, calls India a low compliance nation, meaning and referring to the fact that Indians evade taxes and they do not file income tax returns. In saying so, he refers to this comparatively smaller number of returns filed by individuals in India as compared to the large population that we have. So, his primary emphasis is on the fact that not enough Indians file their income tax returns. In making such a statement, he overlooks the fact that a large population of India is engaged in agriculture, and agriculture is tax exempt. They are not required to file income tax returns. He also is oblivious of the fact that crores of Indians still live below the poverty line with virtually no income worth talking about and thus not needing to file income tax returns. So that small number of persons who file income tax returns as per him is not as small as he may mean to. But in order to improve income tax compliance in India and ensure better recovery of taxes, the NDA government, when it came to power, launched Operation Clean Money. Operation Clean Money was to ensure that more Indians file income tax returns, more taxes are collected, and the government gets more revenue. For doing that, income tax laws were strengthened, amnesty schemes were announced, and widespread prosecution penalties were levied for non-compliance with tax laws. The results were not as expected or as targeted or as claimed by the government. It is then that the government came with this mother of all measures, demonetization. The brutal demonetization was expected to be a one-time measure to bring out India's black money and to diminish the scourge of tax evasion to the lowest possible ever. Sadly, demonetization did not achieve its desired objectives and did not live up to the hype that was built around it. But despite that, with all these measures and Operation Clean Money, the number of income tax returns being filed in India has shot up. When the NDA came to power in 2014, 5.9 crore Indians used to file their income tax return. The figure is expected to go up to 9 crore returns expected to be filed in this financial year 2018. The statistics that come forward further are that the number of returns being filed by the salaried class, are much more. They are rapidly increasing as compared to the returns filed by the non-salaried class. A salaried person files an average taxable income of 6.8 lakhs as compared to just 5.2 lakhs returned to tax by a non-salaried person. A very interesting feature that comes out is filing of income tax returns by lawyers, chartered accountants and doctors. We might think that all of them should be filing their income tax returns, but that is not so. Hardly 20% of lawyers file their tax returns, just 1/3 of chartered accountants file their tax returns, and just below 50% of doctors file their income tax returns. And very interestingly, more fashion designers file their income tax returns as compared to nursing homes. That's the kind of very divergent trends that we are seeing in the filing of income tax returns by individuals. Individuals do tend to file returns, but probably the advices that they get is different, and that reflects in the pattern of returns being filed. The government claims that this increase in filing of returns is primarily because of GST and demonetization. We actually don't think so, because if demonetization and GST were a success, the number of returns filed by the non-salaried earners would have been much more, because the salaried class anyway has to file his return because his tax gets deducted at source. He does not manage to operate below the radar. It is the non-salaried class, and the non-salaried class has not been keeping pace. Their growth has not been as fast as it has been in the case of the salaried class. This is also evident from the fact that post-demonetization, the government sent notices to 23.5 lakh individuals inquiring about their returns, and only 1.5 lakh filed returns in response thereto. So the impact of demonetization and GST on the upsurge in filing of income tax returns is not what it is being claimed by the government. The question is, what is the reason why the filing of returns has been going up? Let me tell you, it's been because of the deployment of technology by the Income Tax Department. Whenever you incur a transaction which involves submitting of your PAN card or submitting of your Aadhaar card number, that data goes to the Income Tax Department database immediately. So whether you buy a property, you buy a car, you buy mutual funds, you invest in shares, you buy jewelry, whenever you part with your PAN card number, that data goes straight to the Income Tax Department and your purchase or your investment is matched with your income profile. And if there's any kind of a mismatch, the Income Tax Department quickly has a red flag of a potential tax evasion. It is this deployment of technology by the Income Tax Department which is resulting in extensive and very deep data mining. And because of this data mining, the amount of returns being filed has shot up because the government, the Income Tax Department is aware, is sending you reminders, is watching you. And this has been possible only because of technology and not because of the measures that Mr. Arun Jaitley may want to take credit for. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.